from a certain point of view.
A certain point of view?
The biggest feather in every Rebel sympathizer's cap has to be the destruction of the planet Alderaan. It's always being argued that it was a peaceful planet, and that it had no weapons, and that it was otherwise an unarmed, innocent target that was arbitrarily vaporized by the Empire for no reason whatsoever. This is grade A bantha crap, my friends. What do we know about the planet Alderaan? We know that it was the home of Senator Leia Organa, who held the rank of Princess of the Planet. We also know that the planet's ruler was one Bail Organa, Leia's father. We know that Bail had absolutely no love for the Senate, and even less love for the new direction the galaxy was heading in. Bail was also involved with the abduction of Skywalker's children, Luke and Leia. Deception is what this guy's all about, kiddies, and he runs the whole planet. Bail was also a high-ranking member of the Rebellion, and it could be argued that Alderaan was being used by the Rebellion as a staging ground of sorts. We know for a fact that the stolen plans to the Death Star were being brought there by Leia, using her political stature and inherent diplomatic immunity to skirt past the Imperial blockades on missions that aided beleaguered Rebel units. She was going to Alderaan to hand-deliver the stolen plans to who? Her father, Bail Organa. Why? Because Bail had people working for him who knew how to break the encryption so that a weakness in the battle station could be found. Now, why would Bail do such a thing? Because he was a rebel terrorist, plain and simple. And if the planet's leader is a rebel, then it's a safe bet that he was using the planet as a secret rebel base, which would make it not only a threat to security, but a legitimate military target. It can also be argued that Grand Moff Wilhelm Tarkin acted of his own free will and blew up the planet without the consent of the Emperor. Yes, Vader was present, but Tarkin's rank was obviously higher than even the Sith Lord in matters of military operations. We know this because Tarkin barked orders at even Vader without any repercussions whatsoever, and everyone knows that you don't disrespect the man in black. He was a Jedi at one time, after all, and we all know what happens when you piss off a Jedi. Some members in the high ranks of the Empire even question whether Tarkin's methods were merely bids to aggrandize his own status in defiance of the Emperor's ultimate goal. It could be said that the Empire didn't destroy Alderaan, Tarkin did, of his own accord, which no one will ever know, because he was killed by the Rebellion before the Empire could begin any investigation on this rogue agent. Nope, the way I see it, the Empire is free from blame on Alderaan. Blame one man. Or even better, blame the Organas and the Rebellion. They destroyed Alderaan. I'm TD0013, and this has been A Different Point of View.
The following has been a presentation of A Different Point of View. All rights reserved. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of the Empire or its subsidiary systems.
www.adpov.net